But first, joining us on the ticket hotline to size up the Mavericks and Nuggets series is the former Mavs head coach, now network television analyst, Avery Johnson. Morning, Avery.
Morning, Norm.
It's actually Craig and George and Gordon. But,
all right.
Yeah, George is on with us, too.
All right.
Well, tell us how you...
George.
Tell us how you...
He's busy.
Tell us how you size up this game, too, with the Mavericks needing to bounce back.
Well, the Mavericks, they're going to do one thing for sure tonight in Denver. Lose.
Oh, no.
That's right. They got no chance.
So you don't think they bounce back?
You saw what they did in game one. I mean, it's the same old thing. Soft. Mm-hmm. No defense. They didn't have me yell in their
In their what?
In their
ear. You mean ear.
And therefore, they didn't win. So, no, I don't see them bouncing back. Is Mark Cuban still there, Lona?
Yeah, you know he is.
Is he still sitting on the bench?
Yeah, pretty
close
much.
Then that would be a no. I don't see them bouncing back.
Okay.
Well, all right,
so you still harbor a little resentment towards the Mavs and especially Mark Cuban, it sounds like.
Oh, no. No, I harbor no... What'd you call it again?
Resentment?
Resentment against anyone there.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Well, do you think you'll coach again in the NBA one day?
Is Mark Cuban going to be the owner?
Yes.
I guess only here.
If Mark Cuban's the owner, then no. If he is not the owner, then yes. I would like to return to coaching, yes.
But you harbor no resentment.
No resentment.
This is Avery Johnson joining us here on the ticket. Now, did you have coaching offers to coach this season?
This season?
Yeah, because you're working as a TV analyst. I just wondered
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. I had several offers.
Mm-hmm. From?
El Centro.
Uh-oh.
The Lady Wildcats, the Fighting Lady Wildcats of Lake Highlands, who I believe tanned your hide.
Yeah, that's true.
And Dallas Academy.
Aren't they the ones that lost 100 to nothing?
Yeah, once they got shut out, I was out on that deal. But I decided to do the media thing because the money's good.
The money's what?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, being in the media is easy.
Easier than coaching,
yeah,
probably.
You don't do nothing.
No.
No.
Not a thing.
Uh-uh.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you know, people ask me all the time about, you know, you guys would tease me about Mark.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark Cuban.
Uh-huh.
You know, they say, everyone was here like. And I say, Mark Cuban... Publicly, he was a billionaire, but he was also a private dick. He liked to investigate things.
Okay, detective. Okay.
Unfortunately, he didn't investigate putting together a championship roster.
No.
Yeah, so I had to take the fall, but that's all right.
All right.
I still got a car dealership and a TV deal out of the thing, so it's all right.
And I always wondered if you were kind of stung by some of the words Dirk and Jason Kidd had to say about you after you left. They weren't too happy with you.
No, I really wasn't too stung by it. And because I had what's called, scoreboard.
Oh, yeah?
Because as a German ever led an NBA team to a title.
No, not so far.
Has a little black leprechaun named Avery ever led a team to an NBA title? The answer to that is yes.
I don't know that you led them. You were on an NBA team.
Kind of along for the ride.
No,
yeah.
It was
Duncan and Robinson.
Duncan and Avery. That's the way I remember it. As we look back.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, Avery. Hey, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for the insight.
Okay, go Mavericks. I mean, go Nuggets.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. That's
Avery
Johnson with us here on the ticket.
George,
8:49, and coming up next...
Why don't you ask about some of the matchups and
stuff? Why didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't have time.
Well, you kept waving me off. I had some good questions.
Well, we ran out of time,
you waved me off for that.
Huh.
All right, we got the biggest show...